Joe Crookston's song, Blue Tattoo, about Dina Johnson, a Holocaust survivor, inspired a documentary film of the same name. Joe Crookston is spending time at the Fayetteville Public Library this week, leading songwriting workshops, playing a free concert tonight at 7, and this afternoon showing the documentary. This week he came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio in between sessions at the library to talk about the film, his new CD, and more. Yesterday on Ozarks at Large, he told us about how he met Dina and her daughter Connie. He told us he wrote the song as a conversation between a 28-year-old Dina and a 4-year-old Connie.
Yes, my darling, yes, I used to be little just like you. And yes, I played with all the other kids too. Yes, my darling, yes, I used to be little like you. Well, darling, in a Polish town halfway around the world, where I lived when I was just a girl, on a farm in a Polish town halfway around the world. And I had you and a strong will, and we made our home in these New York hills. You sailed with me and I sailed with you. With a leather suitcase, everything was new. And that's a good question. We sailed to America because there was a war. And when you're older, I promise I'll tell you more. And my sweet darling, we sailed to America because there was a war. What's a war? Well, it's when people fight and things get really tough. And that's all for now, I've answered enough. My sweet daughter, war is when things get really tough. In the New York Harbor, as the ship pulled in, I held you close, we were starting over again. You sailed with me, and I sailed with you. With a leather suitcase, I was 22. And yes, I had a family. But some people came and took us from our farm. And yes, you're right, my dear, yes, that's a tattoo on my arm. I had a family, but some people came and took us from our farm. And still I wonder, but I don't know why, I was a lucky one to leave alive. You sailed with me, and I sailed with you, with a leather suitcase and this blue tattoo. And darling, please, no more questions today. Why don't you go outside with the other kids and play? Darling, please, no more questions today. And I had you and a strong will, and we made our home in these New York hills. You sailed with me, and I sailed with you, with a leather suitcase in this blue tattoo. Ah.
beautiful.
Thank you.
What was it like when you played it for her?
I love being on stage. I love performing, sharing music. I don't get nervous when I perform. The way I would put it is that I try to get out of my own way. Sometimes I'm driving and I'm late and I can't get the roads and the traffic, you know, and I get to a show and I'm just frazzled, just like everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. And my job is to kind of unzip my head and take out everything that isn't the music and the stories and kind of show up and be present. And so that is something that I try very hard to do when I perform, is just kind of be really with the music. And I would say when I played this for her, it was at her synagogue, and there's 90 people of her community, and her and Connie are sitting in the front row, and I'm singing the song to her for the first time. I was like, I was shaking, I was hitting my guitar, I was just trying to get through the song, you know, and I was all I could. And I would say of any moment that I could ever imagine on stage, that was my most nervous, like, I can't believe this is happening, and I'm, you know, or I want to do well, I wanted to honor her. And as soon as the song was over, she just gave me two thumbs up and like, yeah, you know. And I think she knew that I wasn't trying to impose something on her story or take anything from it, that she really felt for me that I was just trying to like honor the story, you know. So, man, but I was nervous. Oh, my gosh. I was like, yeah.
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, you do this so wonderfully well. A 28-year-old woman talking to her 4-year-old daughter. Yeah. And this 28-year-old woman has spent 3 years in Auschwitz. How you can get that in 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Without, you know, it's not sensationalized or anything. Yeah. It's just...
Yeah. I think one of the things that was really important to me too, Kyle, is like, I didn't want to go into the facts and the details. We know, you know, if we've done any research or reading or, you know, anything, we know what happened. So I wanted it to be like as if I made a window. And then I started opening the blind little by little by little. Then by the end of the song, you're like, oh, now you know what the window is looking at. But I never had to, I never wanted to tell the facts and details about what happened there, because we know that. I don't need to do that. So that's a way I think about it, almost as a window blind that's coming up. Each verse kind of comes up a little higher, and then the window like, oh.
Yeah, you're right, because that would be a completely different experience. I knew what the song was about before you played it. But if I had just heard that for the first time, it's the peels of the onion are coming off.
Yes, that's right. Yep, it's kind of unraveling, yeah.
I imagine you get a lot of stories, even when you're not, you know, officially getting stories from people.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine almost any time you meet someone, you're picking up a story. It may not turn into a song, but...
Yeah.
You're the type of person that's interested in other people.
I'm taking notes on you right now. Yes, I think so. I think that's my orientation, is really towards people's stories. And although, you know, I try different things. I would say that I'm not locked into that, like as if I have to do that. I have a brand new CD that just came out called Georgia, I'm Here. And I would say that there are some story songs on there. And then there are some where it's kind of loosely inspired by Georgia O'Keeffe, the painter, and not so much her as a person or her art, but as her as a person and her willingness to just be who she really is and let that be. And in some ways, there's a few songs on it that are more sketches of maybe abstract, colorful landscapes, and you can make of that what you would like. So one thing I would say is, even though I love great story songs and I'm good at it and I've really, you know, that's very important to me, I'm also not locking myself into always having to do that either. Like, I'm just trying different things and experiencing that too. So yeah, as an artist, you know, stretching and yeah.
When do you write? All the time?
I do. You know, I kind of write all the time. I would say, you know, I'm teaching a songwriting workshop right at the library. And one of the things I kind of harp on is, you know, waiting for inspiration to strike, you know, and the muse to touch you. You know, those things do happen. But I think writing to me is sitting down and making it happen and just digging and digging and digging. And what I think of is like sort of squeezing blood out of a stone. Like, I can sit there with one line and kind of stick with it. It really is a matter of perseverance, or kind of like, you know, I'm a bulldog. I want to stay with it and see what I can find in the writing. So I wouldn't say I write all the time, but if I'm on an airplane or if I'm driving, I have my note recorder on my phone and I'm, you know, talking into it. I'm always kind of sketching out ideas, and I think it's maybe I'm saying this to myself too. I think it can be an excuse to think I need a perfect little room and the time and the inspiration to strike in order to write. I think it's not true. Just like make it happen now, wherever you are, you know, or wherever I am.
It's I don't know if work is the right word, but it's a vocation. It's a process.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to write that great song the first time out.
Absolutely not. No. And I think that's for every blue tattoo I've written, I have 25 other just, you know, little sketch songs that never get recorded. People don't hear. Although some of those I don't value. And then other people, oh, play that one about the sea anemone or play the one about the, you know, whatever that country song is. And I don't value it, but other people really do. So I think I'm learning just to kind of put a bunch out there and let people decide what means something to them. Yeah.
Can you tell, say, after you've been to Ireland or you've played a show in, I don't know, Zanesville, Ohio, yeah, or wherever else, can you tell that that place has had any kind of influence? Not necessarily a typical Irish influence, but you think, oh, those 2 or 3 weeks there or that stretch has at least made me more enthusiastic about something? Or
oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's what I would say. A very clear example of that is when I came to the Roots Festival here in Fayetteville and I left here much more committed to local agriculture and sustainable community-supported agriculture farms because there was so much I felt like at the festival and there were so many people here who were like the farmers of the festival and they provided the food and that kind of thing. Now, I live in Ithaca, New York, and we also have a fair amount of CSAs and different, you know, but I left here like, it was like, oh, this is, I'm passionate about this. And I forgot, or I was reminded by Fayetteville how much maybe, you know, local agriculture, local food matters to me, you know? Like we go to a big corporate store and we buy our, you know, and it's just not healthy food. And I'm really interested in healthy food that comes from the farmer Jim down the street, you know? And I love that, you know? So I think, yes, that would be an example of how I went home and I was touched by this place and it reminded me, and now that's, you know, becomes more part of who I am, yeah.
So the new CD, Georgia, I'm Here.
Yep, Georgia, I'm Here.
Is there something you'd like to play off that?
I will play you the song Georgia, I'm Here. That's what I'd like to do. This would be exactly what I'm talking about. It's a sketch. And I would say that I'm deeply connected to the song, and yet everyone has their own interpretation or can take out of it what they want. All the glitter and diamonds and clothes we hide behind, we lean and we pose. I'm swimming hard upstream, and I'm stringing these words so you'll know what I mean. Georgia, I'm here. Georgia, I'm here, and I'm leaning on you, and if you need me to, I'll be the one to remind you of go when the spirit is low and the takers say no. Georgia, I'm here. Georgia, I'm here, and I'm leaning on you, and if you need me to, you'll be the one to remind me of why we get up and we try. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. And Georgia, I'm here. Georgia, I'm here, and I'm leaning on you, and if you need me to, we are hunkering
down and running out of breath, remembering we can do better than this. And Georgia, I'm leaning on you. And if you need me to, it's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. It's a broken and cruel and a beautiful world. And Georgia, I'm leaning on you. And if you need me to,
Joe Crookston is performing a free concert tonight at 7 at the Fayetteville Public Library. He's also going to be at the library this afternoon at 2 for a screening of the documentary film The Blue Tattoo. His new CD is Georgia, I'm Here. You can find out more about Joe at joecrookston.com.